Picture a typical Tuesday morning. You're already running behind, coffee in hand, rushing to your third meeting of the day. It's only 10 a.m. As you settle into your chair, physical or virtual, a familiar thought crosses your mind. Why am I even here? If this sounds painfully familiar, you're experiencing what costs U.S. companies $37 billion annually in wasted productivity. The average employee now spends 31 hours monthly in meetings, while CEOs dedicate a staggering 27 hours weekly, more than half their working time, to gatherings that often accomplish little. Yet here's the paradox. Meetings remain essential to organizational success. From climate treaties to product launches, humanity's greatest achievements emerge from people coming together with focused attention. The challenge isn't eliminating meetings, but transforming them from soul-crushing obligations into engines of meaningful progress. We're living through an unprecedented attention crisis. British adults' attention spans have collapsed from 12 minutes a decade ago to barely 5 minutes today. Microsoft research reveals something even more unsettling. Your smartphone drains cognitive resources even when it's off and tucked away, reducing your available mental capacity by 10% simply by existing nearby. This isn't just about distraction, it's about a fundamental shift in how our brains process information. The spaces between activities, what psychologists call white space, are rapidly disappearing. Yale researchers found 67% of men would rather receive electric shocks than sit alone with their thoughts for 15 minutes. This aversion to reflection creates a vicious cycle. The busier we become, the less effort we invest in making meetings worthwhile, which makes them even more draining. Yet within this chaos lies opportunity. Well-structured meetings become sanctuaries where giving undivided attention to colleagues becomes non-negotiable. Great leaders deliberately create environments where high standards for participation, healthy intellectual challenges, and genuine empathy can flourish. The stark reality? A Harvard Business Review survey found 65% of senior managers feel meetings actively prevent them from completing their work, while 71% consider them unproductive and inefficient. The meetings aren't broken because people don't care. They're broken because we've forgotten how to design them properly. The ancient concept of yin and yang offers wisdom for modern meetings. Effective gatherings require balance between opposing energies. Yin represents receptive, softer energy, bringing intuition, creativity, and connection. Yang embodies active, aggressive energy, driving goals and results. Without yin, workplaces lack creativity. Without yang, nothing gets accomplished. Yin behaviors create meaningful connection through presence without digital distractions, emotional regulation, and deep listening. Whether facilitating or participating, yin energy means creating psychological safety and naming unspoken tensions. Start meetings by genuinely welcoming participants and using opening rounds so everyone speaks early. And by expressing gratitude, allowing final thoughts, and recapping outcomes. Yang behaviors protect our most valuable resource, attention. Ruthlessness means working backward from desired results and saying no strategically. Warren Buffett captured this. Really successful people say no to almost everything. Strategic avoidance includes skipping recurring meetings, sending representatives, or creating sneaky work time around appointments. Personal policies provide frameworks for declining, setting open door hours, limiting travel days, establishing meeting-free mornings, or creating mysterious calendar blocks like Project Magenta that colleagues won't question. The actual meeting should consume only 20% of your total energy, with 40% devoted to preparation and 40% to follow-through. Most people invert this, focusing entirely on the meeting while winging preparation and neglecting follow-up. This explains why meetings feel unproductive. They're built on shaky foundations and lead nowhere concrete. Proper preparation creates meeting magic. The 4Ps framework provides structure. Purpose defines goals and attendance, plan structures the flow, protocols establish ground rules, people ensures right participants. Every meeting needs a clear purpose statement. By the end of this meeting, we will have followed by specific outcomes using action verbs like decided or identified. Strong agendas include specific topics, time allocations, preparation requirements, and responsibility assignments. Yet 63% of American meetings lack them. Consider the meeting's narrative arc using frameworks like beginning, middle, end, or GROW, goal, reality, options, way forward. Smart timing includes starting at odd times like 10 past the hour and allocating 2 minutes for end of meeting actions. Follow through determines whether your meeting mattered. Define next physical actions, specific tasks with clear ownership, and delegated outcomes, broader responsibilities where individuals determine steps. Even as a participant, improve clarity by asking, who will do that, what's the next physical action, and when's it due? Transform vague actions like Jason budget into Jason to circulate updated budget figures with recommendations 1 week before next meeting. After designing your meeting with clear purpose, plan, protocols, and people, selecting the right format becomes crucial. The meeting's menu offers various approaches that can be mixed depending on needs. Truth amnesties scrutinize workplace culture by addressing issues that rarely make regular agendas. Team members anonymously write concerns on post-it notes, discussing each by asking if it's working, how it could improve, or if it should be scrapped. This blame-free approach leads to significant changes, from revising leave policies to eliminating unnecessary meetings. Daily huddles are brief standing meetings under 10 minutes that reduce the need for longer sessions, allowing teams to check in and maintain momentum. Silent meetings use shared documents where participants type questions and opinions in real time, addressing the problem of certain voices dominating discussions. Everyone contributes equally regardless of personality type, completing thoughts without interruption. One-to-one meetings deserve the same attention as any other format. Share discussion topics in advance, vary meeting locations, stick to an agenda that changes format occasionally, and honor scheduled time without frequent rescheduling. Even informal catch-ups between two or three people need clear purpose. These can easily drift into extended, casual conversation without addressing the original reason for meeting. Meetings are rare spaces where people genuinely share attention and cooperate, qualities desperately needed today. From climate conventions to peace treaties, humanity's greatest achievements emerge from successful gatherings. Your meetings matter too, whether shaping strategy, building culture, or making career decisions. Master the balance between meeting time and implementation time. Too many meetings prevent actual work, too few cause misalignment. Smart leaders actively eliminate unproductive meetings, combining or canceling redundant sessions, and questioning whether each gathering serves vital purpose. Organizations develop habits, some helpful, others harmful. Challenge established patterns by refusing "this is how we've always done it" as valid reason. Experiment with standing huddles for quick updates, silent meetings where everyone reads before discussing, walking meetings for creative conversations, or meeting-free days for focused work. The ultimate test: are your meetings producing meaningful results? Do participants leave energized? Is focus on action and decisions rather than endless discussion? If not, time for change. Begin today. Question one recurring meeting, transform one vague action item into a specific deliverable, or introduce one innovative format. The world doesn't need another meeting about meetings. It needs people brave enough to make the meetings they have actually matter.